This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com. And let us know your thoughts. Get involved in the conversation. What do you think about cutting the cords, huh? Pretty fascinating stuff that James Herson brought. You know, I'm sitting there, and as I shared in the conversation with James, my son has been hounding me about this course. You know, he's 24, so he's the technological genius and knows all this stuff. And he looks at me and he goes, Dad, you're doing a national radio show. And you know, he's trying to bring me into the 21st century. Bless his heart for his patience. Because the kids get this. They figure this stuff out. You know, we as parents, you know, we're just kind of like moving along. This technology is moving so quick. And in fact, I was looking at something here just a little bit ago, Shane, about, you know, the new things that are coming up in 2016. You know, you think about all the new technology that came out just last year. What's going to happen this year? I mean, you've got Zuckerberg talking about artificial intelligence robots, man. You know, and designing, you know, an AI assistant. You know, it's kind of amazing with what's going on. And meanwhile, you know, I keep echoing back and going back to John Naisbitt's book on megatrends, when he talked about technology and how it would continue to advance, and with the increase in technology, there would be an increase in a need for human interaction. I mean, this is why, like, when you call companies today, you're just so surprised and delighted when you call a company and you don't get an automated answering machine, that you actually get a human being. And it's, you know, people go, whoa, wait a minute, I wasn't expecting, you know, to talk to somebody. It's it's rather delightful and refreshing when you're able to talk to a company and actually talk to somebody and go, okay. But this is what's happening with our age and culture in the 21st century, is with this technology. If somebody gives us a little bit of a notice, you know, hey, we'll be their BFF forever, it seems like. But, you know, so be aware. I mean, this dynamic is coming about, but a lot of new technological advancements coming up in 2016. It's going to be exciting to be able to, you know, look back at it a year from now and go, wow, look at all this stuff. I mean, they're talking about, you know, visual, you know, this virtual reality kind of information, the stuff that's going on. And of course, that means that there's going to have to be some new regulation, because people are going to want to wear their virtual glasses while they're driving. exactly, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you can't, boy. Come on, let's use some common sense. It's kind of like the earbud thing, right? You know, people have been wearing earbuds while they've been driving, and now the state of California says, hey, you know, knuckleheads, yeah, you can't be doing that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you can have one in, you just can't have two. So you got, you know, you got to get used to, you know, not having stereo, I guess, for a while.
Right.
But, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, people are still wearing earbuds, just like they're not supposed to be texting, which scares the holy what have you out of me. You know, people are still texting and driving. What are they thinking?
Yeah, you know, I actually saw a documentary on that just recently, and I had to show my kids, because it basically says that the impairment is on par with being drunk while driving. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, it's not something to take lightly at all.
Well, and the thing, like, you know, we talk about things in life that happen in seconds, you know, like the big conversation about gun control right now. The problem with these certain things in life that are part of our culture today are measured in seconds. Texting, you know, taking your eye off of, you know, off of what's happening in the, you know, in front of you while you're driving this car, you know, creates all kinds of, you know, potential problems. And, you know, it's bad enough that you had people, and I know some of the women, oh, yeah, you're going to talk about me doing makeup in the car. Well, yeah, you're doing makeup in the car, you know. It's like makeup in the, that's not where you do makeup. You do makeup in the bathroom or somewhere else. You know, you know, since when do you do makeup in the car, you know, just like texting. We don't text while we're doing it in the car. But anyway, we got a lot coming up. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email. It's NSA approved. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. If we're to get this country back on track, we need your opinion. It counts, okay? For so long, this has been the problem here in this country, as voices have been invalidated, and there just seems to be one side of the conversation that must be heard, according to the mainstream media. And this is blocking everything out, and this is why Trump, I believe, is gaining the ground and sucking up all the oxygen in the room, is because he's making a way for other voices to be heard, and these voices are absolutely critical if we're going to get this country back on track. Bill Fetter is with us right now, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc. They're a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. Bill Fetter, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Happy New Year. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, Bill, I've been looking forward to having this conversation with you. You wrote an article several weeks back about America once a Christian nation, question mark. Boy, I'll tell you, we have let go of our heritage. I'm kind of leading the way here because I am specifically opinionated on this whole issue of our founding fathers and the very woof and warf of this country, and how we've abandoned these core moral principles and the grave price that we're paying today, and what the trajectory is for this next generation.
Well, it is, there's a communist tactic called deconstruction, where you want to separate a people from their past, get them into this neutral where they have no clue where they came from, and then you can brainwash them into whatever future you have planned for them. It's a sales technique. If I was going to sell toothpaste, the first thing I'd do is say negative things about the toothpaste you're currently using. Mm-hmm. You're using that old stuff, it'll rot your teeth, you know, eat the enamel off. And then you get repulsed by it, and then you're into this neutral where you're sort of open-minded with all the toothpaste out there nowadays. And then I can give you my pitch for this tartar control breath freshener stuff. And
exactly.
So culturally, they say negative things. Your founding fathers were slave owners. They took land from Indians, and the kids are repulsed by them. And then you get these students into this neutral, you know, view of what are all the belief systems out there nowadays. Then you can give them your common core push for LGBT or the Islam agenda or so forth. And this is a very effective strategy, but it's important for us to understand this when we look at that of the founders in America, for better or for worse, they produced the freest and most prosperous country with the most individual liberty of any nation that the planet has seen in 6,000 years of recorded history.
Mm-hmm.
And so a republic is basically you get to be the king ruling through your servants called representatives. They are public servants, but you're the king. So right. If you don't like being the king, guess what? The rubber band's going to snap back into the hands of a real king.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that, you know, you say for better, for worse. I only say for better. I mean, because when you look at the ideal of what our founding fathers came up with, I mean, they searched, you know, the world over in terms of all these different forms of governance, and they came up with this form of government, an upside-down form of government, comparatively, that said, hey, it's going to be about we the people, as you say. You know, we get to be the kings, not the other way around, and but if you surrender it, you know, the elites are happy to take over. And here we are today, an exact demonstration of our surrender.
Well, yeah, you know, there's a spectrum of power. One side is total government. The other side is no government. Total government, you got a dictator who, like a pharaoh, pours human life down a hole in the desert, you know. Mm-hmm. The no government side is anarchy. Everyone is doing what they want, and there's no structure. So it's anarchy unless the people have internal morals. Right. And but what empowers people to want to follow these internal morals? It's interesting, the very first nation that our founders looked at, they did look at English and the Magna Carta limiting the power of a king. They looked at the Roman Republic, which was a republic for 500 years until Julius Caesar usurped power, made himself dictator. There was the Athenian democracy that worked for about 300 years until Alexander the Great's dad conquered them. But ultimately, the founding fathers looked back to Israel. Mm. That's right, about 1500 BC, Israel came out of Egypt and they went into the promised land. For those first 400 years in the promised land, they did not have a king. Mm. Everyone was equal before the law. And the law said there is no respect of persons in judgment. Rich or poor, everyone is to be treated the same. Male, female, made in the image of the Creator. This is the beginning of the concept of equality on planet Earth. Because wherever there's a king, if you're friends with the king, you're more equal. If you're not friends with the king, you're less equal. And if you're an enemy of the king, you're dead. It's called treason.
Right, exactly.
And so when there's no king, then the idea is there's no royal family to butter up next to. There's no caste system that you were born into. There's no, your life is worth more if you're useful to the state. No, everyone is equal because everyone's made in the image of the Creator. So Israel is the beginning of the concept of equality on planet Earth. Israel's the first nation with private land ownership. All those boring chapters in the Bible where they did surveys and lots and divided up the land. You see, wherever there's a king, you never really own the land. It's always conditional of you staying on the nice side of the king. You cross him, he'll take your land and hang you.
Exactly.
But in Israel, the land was permanently titled to the families. If they got in a pinch and sold the land, every 50 years it reverted back. Israel is the first nation with no standing army. Where there's a king, he has an army to enforce his will. Well, in Israel, those first 400 years, there was no standing army. Every man was in the militia and armed and ready at a moment's notice to defend his community.
Exactly.
Israel had no prison system because the law said immediate justice at the gate of a city and a city of refuge you could run away to. Israel had a bureaucracy-free welfare system. So when you harvested your field, you left the gleanings for the poor people to pick through. This way the poor were taken care of without some bureaucrat collecting everybody's money and doling it back out to those who can help them get reelected.
Right, exactly. And they had some sense of dignity because they went out and worked for it, right?
Yes, yes. There was no class of people that were the bureaucrats. Israel was the first nation that could read. This is interesting. If you look at history, Sumeria, Mesopotamia, they used the Akkadian language, which had Sumerian characters, 1,500 Sumerian cuneiform characters. 1,500 is a lot to memorize. It was only the kings and the scribes that could read them because it was just to keep track of court documents. Everything the king owned is decrees and genealogies and some astrological stuff. In Egypt, they had 3,000 hieroglyphic characters, and only the pharaohs and the scribes could read them. Matter of fact, the scribes kept the hieroglyphs complicated on purpose as job security. They were needed right. to interpret them. So when Moses came down the mountain, he didn't just have the law, but he had the law in a 22-character alphabet that was so easy to learn, the entire nation became literate. Israel was the first instance in history of an entire nation that could read. Wow. So it was the priest's job to teach them the law. It was the priest's job to teach them to read so they could read the law, so they had a literate populace. And so it all worked. It was great.
Until
the priest stopped teaching the law, and it fell apart.
Well, and Bill, you know, here we are, and as we know, the next chapter of Israel was they wanted to be like all the other nations, and they wanted to forego the eternal king for a worldly king, and it came with a warning. God gave them a huge warning, and we're going to talk about it on the other side of the break. This is good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're taking notes. Bill Fetter, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc., publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. We've got more from Bill on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 14 after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
after the top of the hour. Bill Federer is with us. Our conversation continues. The roots of our country, Bill, we were talking Israel and where they are in their cycle of development. As the book of Ecclesiastes says, there's nothing new under the sun, and we seem to be following the pattern of nations gone by.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Israel is the first nation that we have record of that ruled itself without a king. Yeah. And another interesting thing is we have a U.S. Constitution. It needed to be ratified by 9 states. 8 had ratified it. New Hampshire was the 9th. Hmm. They opened their ratification conference and convention and stalled with a deadline. So the governor, John Langdon, has a day of fasting and prayer. They get back together, and there's a message from one of the delegates. It was Samuel Lankford, the president of Harvard, and he gives an address saying the Republic of the Israelites, an example to the American states. And this is such a convincing speech that New Hampshire goes ahead and votes to ratify the U.S. Constitution, putting it into effect.
Yes.
So the U.S. Constitution went into effect after this address, the Republic of the Israelites, an example to the American people. Well, what was the Republic? This was the 400 years before Israel had King Saul. Mm-hmm. And so they were self-governing. They had no king. It was all dependent on the morality of the people. It's a spectrum of power. One side's total government. The other side's no government. Total government, you get a dictator, a pharaoh. No government's anarchy unless the people have internal morals. And the idea is, why should people follow these internal morals? Because everyone has this selfish tendency. Well, Israel had the key ingredient, a God who was watching everybody. He wants you to be fair. He's going to hold you accountable in the future. So you're about to steal something. You know you can get away with it. And then you think, God is watching. He wants me to be fair. He's going to hold me accountable in the future. Maybe I should hesitate with this stealing thing.
Exactly.
And it creates something in your head called a conscience.
Right.
So if everybody in the country believes God is watching, he wants you to be fair, he's going to hold you accountable in the future, everybody self-modifies their behavior, and they're motivated to follow these internal morals, and you can have complete order in society with no policemen following everybody around. It's
right.
Great. It's maximum liberty with maximum personal responsibility. But it only works with the God of the Bible. In Islamic, Allah God says, hey, there's an infidel woman there, you can rape her, it's okay. There's an infidel there, you can steal from him, you can behead him, it's okay, it's part of the... So it only works with the God of the Bible that says, do unto others as you would have others do unto you.
Exactly.
And so in Israel's case, it worked. And America's founders looked back to Israel as the first example of a nation that ruled itself without a king. And even Ben Franklin said, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom.
Exactly.
But when we give up our virtue and give it to our passions and lusts, then there's robbing and stealing and smashing of windows and mobs in the street. And then people say, government, do something to stop this random violence. And the government comes in with their militarized police and their armored personnel carriers, and they go house to house and collect everybody's guns. And, yeah, they'll restore order, but when the dust settles, you'll have just given up ruling yourself, and then you're back to a king.
Exactly. And this is where America finds itself today, in chaos. John Adams said that along the same lines of what Benjamin Franklin had to say, that our Constitution was designed for a moral people. And you let go of our morality, then you are, as the book of Proverbs talks about, you've lost vision, you've cast off restraint, you're like that balloon that has been punctured, and you're just flying all about in confusion. And this country, I think if there's any one word you can say about the United States of America in the 21st century, as of today, it is confused, Bill.
Well, it's, part of it is a natural tendency. Gravity wants to pull the satellite back down to Earth. Selfish, fallen human nature wants to accumulate power. But there are philosophers that have noticed this trend and want to speed it along.
Yes.
Named Machiavelli, Hegel, Karl Marx, Saul Alinsky. So let's look at Machiavelli. 500 years ago, he lived in Italy. Italy was a bunch of city-states, Venice, Genoa, Naples, Florence, and they always fought. And Machiavelli thought if one prince could control all of Italy, it would stop this infighting. So he writes a book called The Prince, where he advocates the ends justifies the means. The end of one prince controlling all of Italy is such a good end, because it'll stop this infighting, that any means necessary to get there is justified. Life, cheat, steal. So if a prince conquers a city, they would hate him. But if the prince pays criminals to kill cows and burn barns and create crisis and terror, the people will cry out for help. The prince would come in and kill the very criminals he bribed. Nobody would know the better for it. And they praise him as a hero. So it's good marketing. You create the need and fill it. You go on the back of the house that are on fire, and you go on the front of the house, sell them a fire extinguisher, and they'll pay anything for it and thank you for being there.
Sounds like ISIS, Bill.
Well, they apply this politically. And so the 45 countries followed the communism this way. They would send in agitators and agent provocateurs and community organizers and labor organizers. Their goal is to create a really bad crisis so that the people say, please, somebody with government and power come in and restore order. And so somebody does. When the dust settles, you'll just transition into a communist dictatorship.
Exactly. Yeah, we've exchanged God for man. And, you know, I had this conversation with, you know, Governor Mike Huckabee when he was running for president back in, you know, was 07. And I said, Governor, you know as well as I do, you know, this is a spiritual issue that America is faced with. And until we really want to deal with the problem, I mean, you know, whether it's gun control, you know, we've had so many people anecdotally talk about all these things and they beat around the bush. But it really is just, it's the core issue of our spiritual condition. This is the problem that we have. This is the sum total of the gun issue in America today. It is a spiritual issue. You can't have immoral people holding a gun.
Yeah, so it's a teeter-totter, right? So you have one side is personal responsibility and you get maximum personal liberty. But if you give up this personal responsibility and give into your passions and lust, then there's going to be chaos and crime. And then there's going to be this response for the government to take away your freedoms, and they'll restore order, but you'll ultimately have a pharaoh. This is what happened in Israel. And so Israel, the priests stopped teaching the law. And Eli, the high priest, had his own son sleeping with women in the tent of meeting with the Lord. There's a story of a Levite with a graven image in the house of somebody named Micah, and then the tribe of Dan comes along and steals these golden graven images and steals this Levite and says, hey, you be the priest for our tribe. And you're asking yourself, what's this Levite doing with a graven image? Isn't that against the law? And then you have this terrible story of a Levite with a concubine. The law said a Levite is to marry a woman of his own, a virgin of his own tribe. And here he is with a woman he's not even married to. So he's not following the law, much less teaching it. And he's traveling, and the house he's at is surrounded by sodomites. There's something about that behavior that indicates the end of a culture ruling itself. It's the ultimate giving in to personal passions and so forth. And so they're banging on the door. The Levite shoves the poor girl out. She gets raped and dies. Comes out the next day, chops her body in 12 pieces, sends it to the 12 tribes of Israel. They all get together and they kill the sodomites. By the time you're grossed out, you see this line that says, every man did what was right in their own eyes.
In their own
eyes. Why? Because the priest had stopped teaching them what was right in the Lord's eyes.
Exactly.
And so we apply this. America, our founders, look back to Israel, and they look back to this self-restraint. Lord Acton said, you know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so as we see people give up their personal restraints and we have this chaos and then so you look at trends, and I hope I'm not skipping around too much, but let's look at Europe. Europe's gone from a Judeo-Christian past into the French Revolution with secularism and free sex and anything goes, the gay agenda, and now Europe is going into an Islamic future. And so a car goes from driving to neutral, then it goes into reverse. And so we see this happening in America. We're cutting ties. So the whole gay agenda, in essence, is a creative way to cut ties with the Judeo-Christian past. But once you cut that ties, it's a free sex party for a while.
Right.
But then Islam quickly comes in and takes over. And so there is this trend that we see happening. The whole gay agenda is simply a transition phase from a Judeo-Christian past into an Islamic future.
I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, again, I hope you're taking notes because you can see what is happening. And, Bill, you have laid it out so brilliantly, and thank you for doing this in a concise manner. Always great to have you with us. Bill Federer on Bill Martinez Live. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
So I'm telling you, we're going to get this country back on track. We got to be shoulder to shoulder and back to back, ground up movement, bottom up, not top down. Top down is what got us into this mess. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Brad Taylor is with us, New York Times bestselling author who served for more than 20 years in the U.S. Army, including 8 years in the 1st Special Forces Operational Detachment Delta, commonly known as Delta Force. Brad, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez live. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Hey, how do you get from, you know, here you are, you're in the Army, you're in one of the premier, if not the premier, operational, you know, forces in our country and in the Army, Delta Force. How do you go from being in Delta Force to a best-selling author?
Well, a lot of luck. It was lightning struck. I really just always, in the back of my head, two things I wanted to do when I got out of college was I wanted to go into Special Forces and I wanted to write a book. And I spent, you know, over 20 years in the military. I never had time to do it. And my last assignment was an instructor. It was like stepping off a bullet train and walking. I had a ton of time on my hands. And so I said, I think I'll write a book. I thought it'd stay on the bedside table, but it sold.
Mm-hmm. And here you are now, what, 9 books later? And, you know, and of course, because of your background, you're utilizing your background experience and incorporating in these books. And somebody's saying, well, Brad's turning into a modern day Nostradamus here.
Yeah, a lot of it, the truth of the matter is, in America, in the news cycle, you only see the news when it makes huge amount of this big splash. Mm-hmm. But the threat streams are out there. They're, if you keep your finger on the pulse, you can see where things are going. And I just write about threat streams that I think are unique, and 9 times out of 10, they end up making the huge splash.
Well, and here you are, I mean, because of your experience, like you say, you're seeing these threat streams that are out there, and you say, okay, it's just a matter of time. Now, tell us about Forgotten Soldier, your latest book.
Forgotten Soldier is actually, it is the ninth book, and my series works through a task force that has very little oversight. In the real world, we have a ton of oversight. We have, and the oversight's there because somebody did something wrong in the past. So you're always working through a patchwork quilt of laws, and it's like running through water trying to get anything done. Mm-hmm. And we used to fantasize about an organization like the task force. But as I wrote the series, I thought to myself, you know, Pike Logan goes off the reservation, my main character, and he always does it for the right reasons, and everything works out splendidly. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, this thing could go bad. He could do it, and it doesn't end up splendidly. And so that's the theme of the Forgotten Soldier. A guy thinks he's doing the right thing. He has no oversight, but he's really about to cause a huge crash and burn.
Well, when you say no oversight, I mean, this is kind of the dream of the soldier. I mean, I've always maintained that whenever we go and the decision is that you have to go, you have to rely on the military. I believe that you should let the military do what they do best. And we saw this in Vietnam, being a Vietnam era veteran myself. And I worked for the Joint Public Affairs Office at Camp Pendleton, California, and I saw more than I wanted to see relevant to the political correctness even back then of engaging in war. And what did it get us? And, you know, I think it's a matter of time before the other shoe drops here, and I may be wrong, Brad, but I think the military has to be given its proper due and ability to do what they do best.
Yeah, I agree to a certain extent. But even the military themselves itself. Well, there's reasons why we do certain things, mm-hmm. and a lot of times political correctness gets conflated with mission accomplishment.
Exactly.
For instance, if you went to a village and you got one lone shot from a house, you drop a JDAM on the house and kill 14 kids. You know that's going to create a backlash for the next platoon that comes in. So. Sometimes I see there's a lot of bloodthirstiness on the part of people saying, we should just bomb everybody. Well, that could exacerbate the problem. It's not necessarily a solution.
Exactly. No. I mean, I'm looking for balance, but clearly, and I think maybe this is part of the motivation for you in your series of books and The Forgotten Soldier, is to where the rules of engagement probably are opened up a little bit and more in the favor of the soldier.
Definitely. And one thing I do like to show is that the too often in Hollywood or other places, you've got some guy, if these bureaucrats get off my back and I was allowed to use a drill bit on this guy's kneecap, I'd solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The truth of the matter is every operator's got a moral compass, and he works within a moral framework. And when you're in combat, sometimes you make decisions that are not right. Sometimes mm-hmm. you do things that do not turn out like you expected. And you've got to live with those decisions, and I try to put that on the page.
Well, and like you say, you're just not that. You may be a forgotten soldier, but you're not a lone soldier. Your decisions are going to impact the soldiers coming down the line, and if that's what you're willing to do, I mean, gosh, I remember seeing the atrocities and pictures of what was happening in Vietnam, for example. I mean, it was absolutely disgusting, and thank God there was some restraint by comparison by American soldiers. Although you could argue whether it was My Lai or some of the other areas that there were some things that got out of hand.
Yeah, definitely. The truth of the matter is the American soldier is we've always been held to a higher standard, but it's because we have a higher standard.
Mm-hmm.
The atrocities that Americans commit, and there have been a few, you know, occasionally here and there, because let's face some facts. The minute you step into combat, you begin a moral decay. You've
right.
been told your whole life the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. Then you're told, kill that guy.
Right.
And because of that, you have to have a strict, strict moral code. And it's very hard to maintain, but the enemy certainly does not maintain it at all.
Well, Brad, in a couple weeks, we've got the movie 13 Hours about Benghazi. Benghazi has been, conversed over, and I believe one of the main reasons is because we just don't know the truth of the matter. I mean, so much is still being hidden, and that's what bothers people. Whether we talk about, you know, the assassination of John Kennedy, if we really do not understand what the truth is and is being purposely hidden, it just won't go away. It's not going to be satisfied, and there's so much about Benghazi that we still don't understand, even though we've had committee meetings, even though the Democrats are saying, Nancy Pelosi is saying, you know, maybe we just should walk away from these committee hearings because the job is done. But much of America still believes that there is much to be found out yet, that we still do not know the truth of what happened in Benghazi.
I think at the tactical level, we do know the truth, at the tactical grassroots level of what happened during a firefight. He went from A to B to C to D, that kind of thing.
Right.
It's pretty clear cut. I've read a lot about it. The at the operational strategic level is where it's, why did he even come to that? Why? Mm-hmm. I mean, why were you telling everybody everything's rosy when Libya was falling apart like a card house? I mean, I was studying Libya back then and saying, actually writing about Libya in my blogs, before Gaddafi was killed, saying, why are we doing this? Who's going to replace the government? Have we thought about the day after?
Right, exactly.
And then the day after happens, and it's not rosy. Well, you have to, it's now an election cycle. Well, we can't say it's not rosy. And so then you put people's lives in jeopardy because you don't want to commit the resources that are necessary to protect them precisely because you're in an election year.
Well, and that's been the problem throughout the Middle East, is there's been lots of day afters that You know, just left vacuums, and then we wonder why we have the rise of ISIS, right?
Yeah, I think that, I think withdrawing from Iraq was an enormous mistake. Not to say going into Iraq was a great solution either, but once you do it, once you roll the dice, you're in it. You stay to win now. He said, she said, at the time we were leaving in 2011, that's ridiculous. You can't say, I'm pulling everybody out because we shouldn't have been here. Well, you pull them out, you're going to get a mess. Everybody said that. Everybody knew it was going to happen. And we now have a mess.
And retrospectively, both sides say the same thing now, that they should have had a forces agreement, that it should have worked out that way. In my circle, Brad, in the business circle, you know, management can't blame the employees and say, well, it's because that, you know, that employee that you gave me. I mean, as the commander-in-chief, the chief executive officer of the country, you have to make the right decisions. And we knew going into this that this president was weak in foreign policy, did not understand. We've been operating like in a classroom based on theory as opposed to fact. I mean, we seem to want to let go and abandon any kind of factual evidence for the sake of some theory. And, this is what you got. I mean, to the point now, look what's happening with Iran and Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I see that. First of all, speaking of Iraq, the whole thing about we couldn't get a sofa, it's not we couldn't get it. That's not true. We could have got a sofa if we wanted. You can look at Afghanistan as quantifiable proof. In Afghanistan, Karzai said, get out of my country. Did we leave? No, we said, well, wait for the next guy because we're going to get a sofa through him. If we didn't want to stay into Iraq, we could have.
Well, Brad, congratulations on the 9th book, The Forgotten Soldier, available at all the usual places, I guess, right? And it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Yeah, definitely. You can go to my website, bradtaylorbooks.com, and say you'd like to read an excerpt of any of the books to get a taste of Pike Logan for free.
Well, there it is. The Forgotten Soldier, Brad Taylor, on Bill Martinez. Brad, thank you so much for being with us. It is just about 18 before the top of the hour.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be.
clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
It's getting better all the time.
I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me around.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you, America. It is getting better, isn't it? Good to have you. It's getting better because you're getting involved and your voice is counting. The heck with this political correctness. And our next guest, Major General Bob Deas, he's the campaign chairman of the Ben Carson for President 2016 campaign. And this is what Ben Carson, you know, brought into the fray, was he broke down the walls of political correctness. And, of course, other candidates have followed suit as well because they realize if we're going to have a conversation, we need to get away from this. And, of course, the other thing that Dr. Ben Carson addressed was illegal immigration. And listen to what he recently had to say about that.
Well, it depends on how you do the program. You know, first of all, what I've said is we need to seal all our borders, which we can do. I guarantee you we can seal that border in less than a year. It's not a matter of ability. It's a matter of will. And then we have to turn off the spigot to the six cities. So if people come in here illegally, they get no goodies. That'll stop. Been here, what I've suggested, and they have a pristine record. You know, I'm not talking about criminals or people who've been causing trouble. They have a pristine record, and they want to stay as guest workers. They have a defined period of time to get registered, usually about 6 months. And they can be a guest worker. They have to pay taxes, and they don't get to vote. They don't become American citizens, and they have to work in a specified area. An area that Americans are not willing to work in. I've talked to many farmers particularly in Iowa, South Dakota, they have these multi-thousand acre farms. They pay people $11 an hour. They said they can't hire a single American. And if we didn't have other people who are willing to do this, believe me, you'd be paying $15 for a cantaloupe instead of what you're paying now. So, the hotel industry, the same kind of thing. But clearly, we would have control over that. And if they want to become American citizens, then they have to go through exactly the same process as anybody else who wants to become an American citizen.
Well, Dr. Ben Carson, Major General Bob Deese, as I mentioned, a retired U.S. Army Major General who served in a wide variety of command and staff positions, including Commander of the U.S. Army Division in Korea, Commander U.S.-Israeli Combined Task Force for Missile Defense, and the campaign chairman of the Ben Carson for President 2016 campaign is with us. General Deese, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, great to be with you this time. Good to hear you again.
Well, good to have you back with us. Ben Carson, you know, he was on a great ride there for a while. And, of course, recently we heard of the shakeup of, you know, his campaign. And, you know, we talked with John Philip Sousa a couple of weeks ago, and he says donations are up strong. So it was just a time to, you know, reevaluate and, you know, kind of get the ducks back in a row here. Give us a status, an updated status on the campaign here, if you would, General.
Sure. Well, as you know, Dr. Carson is a man with, he doesn't just have fans around the country, he's got believers. And so John Philip Sousa is exactly right. There's a whole army around the nation, particularly in Iowa, where that began, and in some places, for Dr. Carson. So that's goodness. And so there's no question about the candidate and his popularity. The challenge was that the campaign wasn't necessarily allowing America the best focus on the candidate or the best narratives about the candidate, and there were, frankly, some false narratives out there. So Dr. Carson made an assessment. He got up to a logical break at the New Year's, the Christmas time frame, and he said, we need to put our foot to our pedal to the metal even more. We need to shift to a higher gear, and I think to be able to do that, we've got to bring some operators in. And so he knew me as an operator. My whole life has been devoted to integrating combat power, and so we're just integrating power, but it's a different type to achieve the maximum effect and focused effect. Also, in the change, Ed Brookover is now the new campaign manager, and Ed was a college quarterback. Ed's the right type of guy. He orchestrates all the players on the team, and so together, I think we've got a good team going, and frankly, a lot of the narratives in the media about loss of momentum or chaos or whatever, that's another reality I'm not familiar with. I see energy. I'm hearing particularly Iowa, Ryan Rhodes and his team out there doing great work. So this is a lot of fun, and we got a lot of spring in our steps.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be interesting, General. I mean, you see it at the ground floor level, and to hear the mainstream media talk about it, you're going, what virtual reality is the mainstream media in?
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. And you alluded to political correctness at the first of this. And Dr. Carson was country before country was cool. You know, he was the guy that had the moral courage to stand 5 feet from the President of the United States and tell him like it was, you know,
right.
On Barney. And he's been, so that's Dr. Carson's whole life. He's been a guardian of truth. He's been a statesman. He's been a selfless public servant. And I think when the American people gather around their dinner tables, that's the type of person they really want representing them for the next 4 years. So we're excited about the ramp up to Iowa and beyond, because the American people are going to see Dr. Carson in even a greater focus.
General, there's so much about Dr. Carson we don't understand that wants to be paid in by the mainstream media, because he's not a Donald Trump. He's not a major cheerleader, or, you know, some people would question things about him. But his wife, Candy, had something quite interesting. I want to play this clip with Candy when she was talking about Dr. Carson's sense of humor. Let's play that, Shane, if we would.
Sure.
Do we have that up? Shane, did I surprise? I'm sorry. I may have surprised our...
They're going to go to charity. And you wrote this book to tell us what about Ben Carson that we don't already know?
Well, to give a better perspective, a broader perspective of
what he is like and what our life has been like.
Speak to the issue. His credibility took a hit, you know, in recent months, where a lot of news outlets attacked him as allegedly not being a truth teller on the issue of his bio. What do you say to that?
You know, being through the process now, there's edits that don't get done. There's edits in this book that didn't get done, but they're going to be corrected by the next printing. So there are things that might not be quite there, quite correct, but he has addressed those issues.
Do you think, is his campaign in trouble? Because the news today was that three of his high-ranking advisors, including his campaign manager, quit on Thursday, last week.
Well, you know, growing pains. If something's not quite working, because it's been working great for a long time, but there were other things that weren't quite going at the same rate as his campaign. So restructuring took place, and they decided that they prefer to resign.
Is it true that he's got as quirky a sense of humor that he tells jokes about a guy trying to date two-timing a woman named Kate and Edith?
Definitely.
And then he said the two women discovered he'd been two-timing them and they killed him. The moral is you can't have your Kate and Edith too.
He made that one up. Yep. Yep.
Is this what we're going to get if we have a President Carson?
The corn is there.
The corn and the corny.
Well, General, the one thing about Carson, he does surprise people because they really don't expect him to come up with some of these lines, whether it's in a debate or something like this, right?
Oh, you're exactly right, Bill. I agree with Candy about the integrity. By the way, she's a delightful lady. But also in terms of humor, I was at breakfast with Dr. Carson yesterday morning, and a gentleman asked him, he said, Dr. Carson, had you rather wrestle a bear or an alligator? And Dr. Carson, without pausing, to show how quick he is, he said, well, it depends on whether I'm on land or in the water. And this gentleman said, that's the first time I've heard anybody answer this right. And so, you know, he's really witty, he's clever, and it's fun to be around him. And frankly, since our pressing the accelerator on the campaign, Dr. Carson has been laughing a lot more, and he's really having a lot of fun now. He's out talking to the people of America, telling them what he stands for.
Well, and it seems that way. That's what I was going to say, General, is that he seems to be enjoying this. I mean, he's gone through the battles of the media and, you know, making fun of his wife, making fun of him, his personality and that sort of thing. And it's like, hey, well, what you see is what you get. But he was, you know, at the forefront dealing with, you know, the issue of political correctness. I mean, if we're going to have a dialogue, let's be frank about it. But let's define the rules of engagement and conversation when you're so hang-tied and we can't talk about the truth and we're offending people at every turn, you know, that's not going to move America forward, is it?
Oh, you're exactly right, Bill. And frankly, at our end, I think Dr. Carson went through a phase of search or assassination where everybody was challenging him. And then they would find that, oh, that story really was true. But the retraction is on page 23, if at all. And then now we're sort of have been in a phase of policy assassination, you know, with the Homeland Security and the San Bernardino and things. People say, well, Dr. Carson obviously doesn't know anything about national security, and he obviously couldn't be commander-in-chief. I disagree with that violently. I don't know of anybody on the stage, on the debate stage, that has better reflexes for complex decision-making, crisis scenarios, more 2 a.m. calls than anybody else, than Dr. Ben Carson. And, you know, frankly, I have to ask, does America in their next commander-in-chief, do they want volume or do they want value? You know, do they want temper, do they want temperament? Or, you know, do they want wisecracks or do they want wisdom of Ben Carson? And you know where I vote on that.
Well, and the thing is that it doesn't take much. You know, you look at Dr. Carson's response on any of these issues, particularly the issue of immigration as it relates to national security. I'll tell you, he has a clear and concise perspective on just how important national security and immigration and how it dovetails hand in hand. Major General Bob Deese has been with us, campaign chairman of the Ben Carson for President 2016 campaign. General, as always, good to have you with us. That's a wrap for us. Thank you. you for sharing a part of your day with us. We'll see you mañana right here, same time, same place on the SDG
Radio.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.